Lesson 11. I walk in the power of my strong spirit. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. We choose what empowers and controls us. You know, this is an important opportunity for you to help the kids to make a choice on what controls you. You know, you can let so many things control your life. Give them some examples of what is controlling them. Your circumstances. We talked about circumstances previously. Your human nature, your emotions, your feelings, your flesh. Talk to the kids about those things. Ask them what controls you. In today's society, kids let things control them that they shouldn't be letting control them. Bullies and people making fun of you. People are so victimized in today's society. And don't assume that because you're in church, none of your kids are being bullied. You know, don't assume that none of your kids in the chairs in front of you aren't bullies. You really need to address these things. Kids let these things control them. They let what other people say about them control them. They let bullies or some mean person talk to them about they can't do this and they can't do that and they're a nobody. It doesn't matter what kind of ability we have. We shouldn't let it control us. I should not let my own ability control what I can do. I shouldn't let someone else's ability control me. What do I mean by that? I don't put my trust in someone else because they're strong. I don't put my trust in anything but the Lord Jesus Christ. I rely on His strength, not on my strength. This is very important for our kids to get a hold of. They need to rely on the Spirit of God on the inside of them. That's a powerful spirit. You know, they're are so many pressures that are on our kids today that were not on you and I. Our kids face things that you and I didn't face till we were adults. And they must have the power of the Holy Ghost, the power of the strong spirit on the inside of them with which to lead their life. So they can choose what controls them and they will be able to have the results in their life that God wants them to have because He's given them what they need to walk these things out. You know, you could have with you in your teaching some examples, a remote control car, a TV remote control, and talk about control. The Holy Spirit is not going to be controlling. I want you to get the difference between controlling, like somebody controlling you. We don't want our kids to allow bullies or someone at school to control them. But we do want them to allow the Holy Spirit to control them. He won't just come in and be controlling. You have to choose and allow Him to control your actions. Allow what's on the inside of you to control how you respond. And those remote things will give you some good examples to help them to understand the difference. Our example this week from the Bible was David. And you know, I don't expect you to read 54 verses from the Message Bible, but you can pull out a few and tell them the story of David. I put some points here that will kind of help you to pull out the right things out of the verses to show the kids how David let his strong spirit control him. He had the choice of many strong weapons, but he chose to be empowered by the Spirit of God and to use a slingshot. I'm pretty sure he wasn't trusting in that slingshot or in his own ability, but he told the giant, "I come at you in the name of the Lord." He came at the giant in the power of God, not in the power of that slingshot. So that's a good example to our kids. I think it's so funny, you know, to think about trying to catch a big fish, to catch an ocean type fish with a Snoopy pole, with a little bitty kid's fishing pole. You might have that too for an example. You can't do that. It doesn't work. And you can't lead your life trying to live it out of the power of your own ability or out of the power of any of those other things that we said. You can only live a powerful life in God by living it out of the power of your strong spirit. God wants to empower our kids. He wants them to be able to live strong like Jesus. But we've got to help them to choose that. And they can practice on everyday little things, letting the Holy Spirit control them. And then when a giant problem comes, they'll defeat that too. Use this. Think of some examples in your own life. Let the kids give you some examples of when they let the Spirit of God control them instead of letting their flesh or whatever else control them, and how they turned, and how that situation turned out right because they did.